Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
A little gasoline on that Memphis-Tennessee rivalry. And with more, we go to Memphis. Mark Giannotto, Memphis Commercial Appeal, nice enough to join us this morning. Mark, appreciate the time, man. How are you?
Not bad. I said this on Twitter. I'm hoping Memphis plays Little Rock tonight. I'm hoping the Little Rock coach says something to rile up Penny so we get to repeat what happened yesterday.
Hey, we were discussing earlier before you joined us. It's pretty clear that in these press settings of the last two times you've had the chance to talk to him, that he's not shying away from answering any questions about Rick Barnes. It's not like he's getting frustrated with the questions posed his way with this.
Yeah, well, I think in general, during the however long it's been, 7-8 months he's been coach, I mean, one of the most refreshing things about Penny is that he just says what's on his mind. I mean, there's not really a filter there. And maybe that'll come with time as he's a college coach longer. But right now, he kind of just tells it, like he said yesterday, he tells it how he sees it. And yeah, certainly with Rick Barnes, there's been no filter whatsoever, or it seems like. But I think that's just who Penny is right now as a coach. It's great as someone who covers him. It's a great copy. It's great material. Yesterday was just a ton, as for me as a reporter, as a columnist, yesterday was a whole lot of fun.
The professional wrestling aspect of this is a lot of fun in terms of what you get to cover there. My question is, you said that he calls it as he sees it. What is he seeing? He said he doesn't understand what flopping is. I mean, there's just a lot of things he's saying that, while it's fun, don't make a lot of sense. He also backtracked on the team came at us ready to fight to some guy from their bench had a balled up fist yesterday. I'm curious, have you seen tape of Tennessee players doing this? Have they offered to provide that since he said it's on tape? I'm curious where some of this is coming from and what exactly he's seeing.
No, I have not seen tape of it. Personally, I have not seen anything to kind of back up what Penny's saying. Like, I was sitting right there, right in front of where the brouhaha happened at the end of that game. And, you know, I've said to people, you know, I've covered plenty of, you know, games that turned into brawls over the years of being, you know, covering high schools when I started out, and I've been doing this for about 15 years, and at no point during that game did I feel like a fight was about to break out. But at the same time, I think this, you know, what I think people are, you know, especially people who are outside Memphis are failing to realize is that Penny is not, like, he's doing this strategically. He knew he was going to get a question about Rick Barnes yesterday. And, you know, I almost like, you know, especially here in Memphis, I almost liken it to, you know, Donald Trump talking to his supporters. Whether it's factually all the way right or wrong, there's an underlying just sort of, I don't know, rallying cry that Penny's getting at here that I don't think people here in Memphis really care if all the details are right or wrong. You know, he's standing up for his team because ultimately, you know, for instance, I mean, I think the underlying thing that Penny was mad about, whether he was right or wrong about the fist bald thing, was that Tennessee came over to his bench area, and they shouldn't have. But, you know, and I don't think he's lying. I think Penny believes he saw what he saw. You know, and sometimes what you see and what he sees are different. You know, we've only seen the TV broadcast angle. Maybe Memphis does have another angle that shows Penny's right. But at the same time, I think this is almost like a rallying cry a little bit. You know, he's standing up for his team, and I don't think it should be overlooked. The kid who's involved in this is Alex Lomax, who is basically like a son to Penny Hardaway. So I think part of his initial reaction after the game when asked about it is, you know, maybe being a little overprotective of a kid who is you know, who lived with him in high school and who he's coached since the sixth grade. It's, you know, in a lot of ways, like I said, it's like his son. And so factually, is he all the way right? I don't know, but I think he knows what he's saying is going to be well received here in Memphis. And quite frankly, I think, you know, the fact that he's doing all this and he's, you know, showing a certain attitude, while I think Tennessee fans and sort of, you know, national observers may not like what he said about Rick Barnes, I suspect the act he put on there yesterday is going to resonate with recruits and his players. Whether it's right or wrong, I get the sense the people that matter to Penny are going to like what he did yesterday.
Mark Giannotto is with the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Mark, really, where I come down on this is I don't want to see this series end. I can't wait for next year's game. But you wrote for the paper, and we've certainly heard Brent Hubbs and others in Knoxville say the same, that something like this could end the series long-term and end it after the next couple of years. Do you really believe that, and do you think it would actually get to that point?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wrote that. I do fear that this could, you know, like, I don't know how Rick Barnes is going to react to this, because certainly I can see it from his perspective. You know, when you get called out like that by a coach, I mean, it just doesn't, other coaches don't typically talk about other coaches like that publicly. And so I could see where Rick Barnes says, you know, screw this. I don't need to play Memphis. At the same time, it's a long time to, you know, luckily the next 2 years have already been agreed upon. So we're going to get those 2 years, and a lot can change over 2 years. You know, the sore feelings we're feeling right now from Penny and, you know, who knows? I'm curious to see what Rick Barnes says the next time he speaks to the media. But you know, hopefully over 2 years it will soften. Because you're right. I mean, anyone who was there Saturday, I mean, that atmosphere at FedEx Forum was electric. I think now, like, I can't wait to see the reaction Penny gets in Knoxville next year. I mean, that's just going to be fascinating. So, yeah, I would hate to see the rivalry end. I hope, you know, cooler heads will prevail eventually. Now, if, like, tomorrow they had to agree on extending the series, would it get extended? I would say probably not. But luckily, like I said, there's 2 years of games agreed to already. So hopefully, you know, a year from now, a year and a half from now, whenever they're hashing out extending this, that cooler and smarter heads will prevail. Because I think this state wants to see Memphis play Tennessee, the entire state, whether it's, you know, there's few things this entire state can agree on, but I feel like it feels like West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and East Tennessee, the basketball fans, love seeing Memphis play Tennessee.
Mark, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you guys.
Yep, Mark Giannotto with the Memphis Commercial Appeal has been our guest.